Okay, we're on Samech Beis, Amud Aleph, at the two dots, 1, 2, 3, 4, eight lines from the bottom. So we're talking about the different jobs people have and how often they're expected to be with their spouse. Because of that, so the Mishnah had talked about how Poalim Shtayim B'Shabbos, that Poalim, the workers, have to be with their wife twice a week. So it says the Gemara, V'hatanya, Poalim Achas B'Shabbos. What do you mean we have a brisa that says that the Poalim only need to be with their wives once a week? So Amr, Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, no kasha, no problem. Kan ba osim malacha bi'iran, kan ba osim malacha bi'ir acheres. Depends where they're working. If they're working at home, you know, in the same city where they live, then that's their expectation is twice. If they're working in a different city, then the expectation is only once. So just continues the Gemara. Tani nami hachi, ha'polim shtayim b'shabbos. We have a verse that says the polim are expected twice a week. But man, they're mamurim. And when? Ba osim malacha bi'iran, when they're working in the city where they live. Ba osim malacha bi'ir acheres, but working in a different city. So then, achas b'shabbos. So you see again this distinction made in a similar brisa. Okay. So the So the mission also said achamarim achas b'shabbos. The donkey drivers are expected to be with their wives once a week. So and just as background, we had talked about before that Beis Hillel had and Beis Shammai had a machlokas. What happens if a person takes a vow, not to be together with their wife? And if they do so, Beis Hillel said more than a week, so then you have to get divorced. And that was, again, there were certain people who would only be with their wives once a week. So fine. So the Gemara asked the following question. So Amalei Rabbi Baruch Hanan LaAbaye, Rabbi Baruch Hanan said to Abaye, Ikapal Taned LaShmuinan. Tayal or Poel? I don't understand. Why are you teaching me both Tayal and Poel? Why are you teaching me both of them? Right? Right, sort of the point is, like, is it, we'll see as we go along, does it mean to say only those two? Is it for all cases? It says Gemara, Amalei Abaye. So Amalei, lo. No, so Abaye says back, no. It's not true. Akulu, Beis Hillel's din applies to everybody. So Gemara says, but wait a second, v'hashisha chadashim ka'amar. But what do you mean? We said that there are certain people who get even 6 months, right? Like the sailors, they get even 6 months, only once every 6 months with their wives. So how would it apply to them? So it says Gemara, ein adoma misha yesh lo pas b'sal, le misha ein lo pas b'sal. What's the point? Pas b'sal means bread in your basket. So there's different times when the halacha actually, describes and talks about situations where a person, knows they have something coming, and that's why they're able to, or they've had it before, and therefore they can withstand the weight. For example, So for example, the reason there's no isur yichud, by a husband and wife who are. Oh, well, it's a little more complicated than that, but the bottom line is there are certain times, for example, a husband and wife who, that's true, a husband and wife who, who've been married and have already had an intimate relationship with each other, so then there's no Isra Yicha when the wife is in need. Why is that? So one of the rulings, the deen that the Gemara talks about, or that Chazal talk about, is that once they've already been intimate together, so now pas basalo, they have bread in their basket, meaning they've had experience before. So now to make them wait, whatever they're going to wait, 12 days, 14 days, where they can't be together, we're not worried about them making a mistake, because pas basalo, they've already had the experience before. So similar here, the Gemara gives a similar answer. It's a different, but similar. Meaning, why do you say that, on the one hand, Beis Hillel had this halacha, that if you take a vow not to be your wife, and even for a week, you have to divorce her, but so she can't wait 1 week, but this guy can wait, she can wait 6 months. The answer is, she's waiting 6 months for a husband who she knows is coming back to her. Right, as opposed to the case of a woman who doesn't have pas basala, meaning she doesn't know. She her husband's taken a vow never to be with her again. So she no longer has bread in her basket in that sense. Okay. So Amalei Rabbi Rechana L'Abaye, Chamar V'Nasa Gamamai. What if the person changes jobs? He was first a donkey driver, and now he becomes a camel driver. Right, so there's a different frequency there, and that's the situation. So what happens if he changes his job? Does his wife have to agree to such a change? So answers the Gemara, Amalei, Rotsi Isha Bakav Vatiflos Masar Kav Nuprishos. A woman would rather have a certain amount of money and have his have her husband than to have 10 times the amount of money and not have his not have her husband around. Fascinating concept. Fine. So the answer is yes, you're going to have to get her permission. Okay, so next. So the sailors, again, have to be with their wives once, at least once in 6 months. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav Bruna Amarav says the following. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So Amarav, zu div Rabbi Eliezer. So Arvad Barava says the name of Rav, but that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And v'chachamim omrim, ha-talmidim yotzin the Talmud Torah, sh'tayim v'shalosh shanim v'shalob yishus. That he, the Chacham said, no, the people go to learn the basement, learn yeshiva, so they can actually leave their wives for 2 or 3 years, without their permission. So Amar Rava, Samchu Rabban, another Rav Arba Abba. And so Rava says, the truth is that so many of the Talmidim, they would actually, this is Rabbanan, but it's, it means, you know, Talmid Chachamim, they relied on Rav Arba Abba, Va'adirov de Vinafshayu, and they did that. They would go to learn without their wives' permission. So Kihad Rav Ruchumi, have a Shechia Chamed Rav Mechuzah, because we have a story about Ruchumi, who was, you know, would go to the Shi'urim from Rava in Mechuzah, have a Raga Lahave Asla Beise Komala Yoma Di Kippur. He would come home every Yom Kippur. Okay. So Yomachad Mishachte Shmaitza. So one time he was learning and he like forgot to come home. He was so involved in the Sugya. So have a Mesachya Divisu. So his wife was waiting for him. Hashta Asi, he's coming finally. She's so excited that he's coming home. La Asi, and he didn't show up. So Chalash died there. She got very upset. Not surprisingly, achas dimasa meina, and a tear came from her eyes. Have a yasiv beigra, so he was sitting in the attic of his wherever he was learning. Ipachis igra mituse, it gave way, v'nach nafshe, and he died. So on the one hand, the Gemara is telling us that there's this psak of the Rabbani, you don't need your wife's permission to go learn. On the other hand, you're going to see all these stories now how terribly this impacted these women and how. Whatever it was, some type of hashlacha pratis came in. Hashem wasn't happy with this. So even though maybe it was permissible, it sounds like they're saying it was the wrong thing to do. Okay, so says the Gemara. Onesh shel talmidei chachamim, emos. What's the responsibility frequency for talmid chacham? So Amru Yehuda Amar Shmuel me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. So Shmuel says from one Friday night to the next. And how do we know? Asher pirio yitein biyito. All right, that the fruit comes in its proper time. I'm Rav Yehuda, v'itamer Rav Huna, v'itamer Rav Nachman. Zed hamishamish mitosam erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. Right, that being together, husband and wife, erev Shabbos, that's like the right amount of time. Okay, Yehuda berei de Rabbi Chia chasane de Rabbi Yanai. So Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Chia, was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yanai. So have also a Yosef be Rav, and he would go and go learn. And every Shabbos he would come home, just before Shabbos. And he would come home. A pillar of fire would walk in front of him. So one time also he was learning and he got caught up and he didn't pay attention to how late it was. Came in the lachazia husimana, and now that simin, that fire wasn't there. Rabbi Yanni said to the people in his family, kafu mitaso, you should turn your bed over, meaning that's something they do kviyasibita, something you do as part of a velos. Why? Shamala Yehuda Kayam Labita Yonasa. If he was alive, he never would have not come back. Havai Kishkaga Shayatsim Nifne Ashali. And this was then his words became like what's called like a mistake that comes in front of a ruler, Venach Nafshe, and Yehuda died, meaning that because he said it about him, then he actually died. Okay, Rabbi Yasek Leila Bray Bay Rabbi Chia. Rabbi made a shidduch for his son with Rabbi Chia's family. Kimat lemichtav ksuba. When it came time to write the ksuba, nach nafshe the rubisa, the girl passed away. So Amar Rabbi. So Rabbi said, Chas v'shalom sulika. Maybe there was some type of some problem in the family. Yosivu v'inu b'mishpachos. So they went to to figure it out, to take a look at the family. Rabbi Asil Mishpatya ben Avital, and they saw that Rabbi was from this family of Shavat, the son of Avital. Rabbi Chia Asil Mishimi Achi David, and Rabbi Chia came from Shimi, who was the brother of David Melech. So Azi Yosik Le Lebrei Bei Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. So Rabbi went ahead then instead and made a match with a different family. Paskulei tarte srei shnin lemezal beberav, and they agreed that he's going to go for 12 years to go learn in the Beis Medrash, you know, learn yeshiva between the kiddushin and the nisuin. So achlefuha kamei when they came in front of the chasan and kala. So amalhu nihovashis shnin. They said to them, make it 6 years. So achlefuha kamei. They came in front of them a second time. So amalhu ichnis v'hadar is. You know what? Actually, maybe I should just get married first, and then I'll go learn. He was embarrassed now in front of his father that he was, like, you know, making it less time, getting married first, etc. So Amalai, so fast back to him, Bini Das Koncha Yeshvacha. Don't worry, you're the mind of Hashem, like your the Das of Hashem is with you. Mi Karaksiv TVM Tita Emo. First the Pasuk says, you'll bring them to Eretz Yisrael and then implant them. But then he said, you know what? Meaning rather than building a base in Israel, Eretz Yisrael, make it for me first here. So also Yosef tarte yisrei shanei bebeirav. So after they got married, he went to learn for 12 years. The asa iakru debisu. But by the time he came back, his wife had, you know, was had become an akara. She was not able to have children. So Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, hey chinavad, what are we going to do? Nigarshi, you're going to divorce her? Yomru aniyazu l'shavshimra. They're going to say this, you know, this whole thing, you know, it was for nothing. She waited for you. It was horrible. So Ninsiv Itzach, who said, should he marry another woman? Yoru Zu Ishtova Zu Zonasa. They say, what do you mean? This is his wife and this is his, you know, mistress. So Baila Rachamim Vitasias. So he davened instead and she became healed.